Hello, everybody. While I'm fearing falter her rovis so not go how can the manager tronona majaha go how can the manager okaid soilum ata on a special tax okaid will gwyl mwy gymwyr sŵl eisiau sy'n siol y llawer nhw ashti er, sy'n cawnd o fonahori awclen y manasioch agos e chwrhyl cheil eich PJ Matthews. I'd like to welcome you all here this afternoon to the Abbey Theatre for the launch of this wonderful, wonderful collection that PJ Matthews put together. Seeing as we all know, if I was alive in 1904, would have been one of my bosses at this stage. And I think an extraordinary giant on the shoulder of many of my predecessors, including my own. And I think Singh is very much at the heart of what we do in terms of his philosophy, in terms of connection with writers. And of course, we've just had Sebastian Barry's wonderful play on recently, Tales of Ballycomber, which in my view is also probably an inheritor of the vision of Singh. But more importantly, and I leave this alone, as I want to introduce the person who's going to launch this book on PJ Matthews' behalf, and he is another inheritor of Singh's work, a mighty man, a mighty voice, an important artist in the history of the Abbey Theatre and in Irish theatre, and an important person, I suppose, in the work that I'm doing here, and that's Frank McGuinness.
Thank you, Fick. Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, distinguished guests, professors, fellow plebs, a pleasure to launch this collection of distinguished essays on J.M. Singh here in this theatre, the beloved Abbey, where his work found a home. This man, Singh, who rewrote every rule, who defied every recommendation, who confounded all expectations of Yeats and Lady Gregory, of what an Irish literary and national theatre should be, he found an open door in this place. It was open because that magnificent pair of sharpshooters knew what it was they really wanted to see happen on their stage. Something that had never been seen, something that would never be seen unless they had created this, and Singh gave them that. When I look at the body of his plays, from the strange stumblings of When the Moon Has Set and Will Someone Please Give That a Professional Sturgeon, haunted that play as it is by the ghost of Ibsen, right through to Deirdre of the Sorrows, haunted by the ghost of himself. That play, Deirdre, left tantalizingly, deliberately unfinished. I marvel at the astonishing refusal of this artist who carried his learning as lightly as his fiddle, the refusal of this artist to repeat himself ever, always infinitely reinventing what he could do in a play, communicating that deepest desire, that obsessive, possessed dissatisfaction, that wanderlust of the true writer, always somewhere ahead of the posse, and in the case of Singh, so far ahead of the posse that he didn't know who it was they were following. That language, so rough, so comely, so lovely, so accurate, so misleading. What a wonderful balm to place in this building, and what wonderful courage to detonate it. What lasting fire to burn, no matter what fools try to quench it. Lesser playwrights warm our hands and our hearts. Singh warms our psyches, our souls. He is the man who made us what we are. And I quote from Brightley's brilliant essay on Singh and Europeanism, the words of his first biographer, the Frenchman Maurice Bourgeois: Singh Europeanized Ireland without de-Gaelicizing it. he allied the depth of an intense national spirit to the width of a broad-minded international culture. With that quote in mind, I now turn to the editor of this piece and to say I'm doubly delighted to acknowledge that man. P.J. Matthews is a most respected academic, a most esteemed colleague by all of the joy to work with him at UCD, and a most valued friend. When Declan Kybert asked me prior to P.J.'s appointment if I had read his book on the Irish literary movement, I replied that I had, and that it changed the way we'd read our literature, and I meant it. That's how highly I think of him, and how I feel the singular appropriateness that is P.J. who tackles the job in hand, himself and J.M. Singh, two true men of fierce integrity, about their business, knowing what they're doing, getting it done. If there is one quality linking these essays, from the beauty of Frawley and Kybert's writing through to the wisdom of Roach and Green's detail, the inspired learning of all these women and men, it is the passion, the absolute love for Singh. What better way to tell him, in this dying month of the centenary of his passing, that we still need him, we still revere him, and above all, that we still miss him. Most dear friend PJ, most estimable contributors to this volume, most loved John Millington Singh, thank you.